happy to have on the line with us this morning, the assemblyman from Huntington Beach and other parts of Southern California. Travis Allen is here. Assemblyman Allen, good to have you.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Assemblyman Allen is running for governor in this state of California. He's a Republican. And, of course, tonight, the big debate with another big debate, I should say, with the gubernatorial candidates in San Jose about 6:30 tonight. What will be different about this debate, do you think?
Well, we hear that Gavin Newsom is finally going to show up. As you may have heard, he skipped the last couple months worth of
debate. Yeah, we heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, everyone believes that this was because he had such a large lead in the polls that he didn't really want to do anything to hurt his lead. But I got to tell you, everyone will be looking forward to their opportunity to call into question his record and try to distinguish themselves. I think this race is actually pretty straightforward. We just take a look at where California is today underneath 8 years of Jerry Brown. And we ask ourselves, do we truly want the state to continue to lead the nation in poverty, highest homelessness and rising crime, or do we want something different? And tonight I think we're going to give everybody that's watching a chance to see what the different candidates stand for.
Well, I hope so, because I really enjoy it, and I find it informative when the candidates actually speak about their own positions as opposed to what's a detriment for the other candidates involved. So I'm looking forward to that. It's a tough gig, Assemblyman Allen, a Republican, a far-right Republican who wants to run the state of California. Really, what were you thinking at the beginning of this?
Well, you know, first, I actually would, you characterized, far right. I would say this is really just about common sense. And the story is very simple. You know, California has not been run with common sense for quite some time now. You know, I'm a Californian born down in San Diego, raised 5 minutes from the border, lived here my entire life. But I've had to watch as my family and friends have all left the state. You know, my parents now live in Oregon. My brother moved to Arizona. My best friend's in Texas. I manage money for a living, and my clients all started in California. They're now in 22 different states around the nation. And we've all seen the same story. You know, people leave because of the high cost of living. They leave because of the terrible traffic. And, you know, now we're starting to see other things like these, homelessness encampments popping up all over California. And people look around and say, you know, wait a second. This is not the state that I grew up in. This is not the state with the best schools, the best roads, the best water system. This is a state now that really is being mismanaged, and it's coming apart. And, you know, I've served for 6 years up in the California State Legislature, and I can tell you firsthand, the reason that this state is going the wrong direction is because for 39 of the last 40 years, the California Democrats have run both houses of the state legislature, and for 24 of the last 50 years, Jerry Brown and his father have run the state, and they have not been taken in the right direction.
Well, that's a big spoonful of blame handing out to the California Democrats, Assemblyman Allen. Here's a question for you. What's the one thing that you feel that you could do as governor to keep people from moving out of the state of California?
I have a very simple 5-point plan, and the first point is to cut taxes. We start with the repeal of the gas tax. I'm the original author of the repeal of the gas tax. But if you take a look, you know, there's a number of things that I've talked about doing. You know, my first 100 days reversing the illegal sanctuary state, bringing voter ID to California, defunding the high-speed rail. But of the 5-point plan, the very first point is to cut taxes. And the reason this is so important is this brings the most good to the most number of people. You know, Californians pay the highest income tax, sales tax, and one of the highest corporate taxes in the nation. And all of these taxes take money directly out of your pocket, and they take it, you know, off of your table, and this is clothes that aren't being bought for children, et cetera, et cetera. By cutting taxes, we bring the most good to the most number of people in California. Simply put, California's government receives more in tax revenue than it ever has at any time in its history, but it is not spending the money well. You know, our roads are crumbling, our dams are bursting, and, you know, our schools are so bad that our kids are 46th and 47th in reading and math. What we need is not more government spending. We need more government accountability, and we need to put more of our hard-earned tax dollars back into the pockets of California taxpayers, you know, where they were earned, where they belong. Because the people of California know what to do better with their money than the government does. We need to run the government like a business and allow you the freedom to actually have more money in your pocket, do the things that you know you need to do with your life, like pay your rent, pay your mortgages, and, you know, take care of your family.
You and John Cox running on the Republican side of the gubernatorial race. And were you surprised at the convention last weekend that the GOP did not endorse either one of you?
You know, it was a little surprising, slightly disappointing, but what had happened was very simple. I have 17 county party endorsements up and down the state. I have, you know, the endorsements, of course, Californians for Trump. I'm the only person in the entire race that actually voted for and supported the president, and a number of other endorsements. So we were a little surprised that there was no statewide endorsement. But what had happened is this other guy in the race, the other Republican, this guy from Chicago, he's got quite a bit of money in his pocket, and he's been kind of spreading that around the state, and he acquired some very high-profile endorsements. And when he walked into the process this weekend, he walked in with a bunch of what they call proxies, which are basically votes cast beforehand that are gathered with a lot of dollars. And so I think the results were a little bit baked in by the time we got there. We did very well at the convention, but I think that those precast votes, those proxies, were the deciding factor. So nonetheless, you know, we move on. We have 17 county party endorsements, 40,000 volunteers, and really the support of, you know, Republicans everywhere that supported our president and want to return to a California running California. Somebody that believes in common sense and our Republican values. And I think when they take a look at the two Republican candidates, there really is only one conservative. So I think that choice is actually pretty easy to make for most Republicans in California.
And as a staunch supporter of President Trump, are you surprised that you didn't get from Donald Trump a tip of that now famous red cap with the white lettering or an endorsement of your campaign?
No, actually not surprised at all. You know, Trump is intelligent, and he gets it. You know, he's a lot more crafty, I think, than a lot of people give him credit for. There's no reason for the president to weigh in on a primary process. You know, he will absolutely wait, is our best guess, until after the primary, until polling shows that I am running close to Gavin Newsom, when there actually is a chance for a, you know, presidential endorsement to help to tip the scales. And I fully expect that to happen. And I fully expect Trump to not only get involved in California, but actually at some point personally come out to California.
Yeah, that would be kind of a surprise. Yeah. That would be a surprise for all Californians, I think. And I think it would be unusual, given what he's done so far, for him to show up in the state, even for this kind of a fundraiser. But we'll see tonight. 6:30 is the time the gubernatorial candidates will get together in San Jose. It will be run on NBC, and of course, Assemblyman Travis Allen is a part of that conversation. Assemblyman, thanks so much for being here this morning.
You bet. Follow us on Facebook at Join Travis Allen or JoinTravisAllen.com on the web, and I look forward to seeing you there tonight, and let's go take back California.
That is Huntington Beach Assemblyman Travis Allen on KSRO.